Hey, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next session in the Governing Vessel Meridian. Here we're working on transforming all the extra emotions, or what I like to think of as combination emotions. There are different combinations of different things for folks, so guilt, apathy, anxiety, shame, jealousy, overwhelm. Everybody has a different assortment of fear, anger, grief, worry, joy, sadness that go in to essentially make that happen. And it'll vary even depending upon the situation to an extent as well. So in terms of the combination emotions, they are really interesting to explore. And we do work with them, as you've noticed, potentially all the way throughout. But this is the dedicated opportunity to see what wants to arise in that particular arena. So as we settle in for today's session, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And as you settle in, if any part of that feels pleasant or at the very least neutral, taking a moment to be with that and to really take a moment to be present to what feels good, what it is you like the most about this. And on that note, if you're open to it, I'm going to invite you to scan either outwardly or inwardly and take a moment to, as you scan, let your gaze land on anything that you find in your environment that's pleasant or at that very least neutral. And as you land on that thing, noticing what it is you like the most about this in this moment. And as you drink that in, savoring this, like the nourishment that it very well may be, breathing it in just a little deeper. And as you drink this in, beginning to notice the impact. What is it like to be present to this pleasant or neutral thing, outwardly, inwardly? How does this seem to be for you? And savoring any other parts of that that also feel pleasant. In a way, creating the stage for an upward spiral to happen. And as you drink that all in, breath by breath, I'll offer these words. Thank you for being here, and thank you so much to all that's gone into this opportunity to be present with each other in these ways. The deepest of appreciation to your families, your ancestors, your lineage. And a very deep thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded this very land that's nourished us all and allowed for this opportunity for us all to be present with each other. Thank you. And Om Shanti, blessings on your journey. Invitation to scan one more time. And if there's anything in particular that seems alive, that feels not quite as yummy or useful to be with this is, feel free to mention that into the chat feature or just simply take a note of that. At any time, I should mention as well, if things get to be a little bit too much, you're always welcome to take an opportunity to check in on that resource and just check in to what it's like to receive that support of that resource whenever we're working, or even at the very end if you'd like to settle in on that. And as we head into this scanning of anything that seems to be alive, if any of that feels too much, you can always touch another resource right away. And as you're present to that all, we're going to start off with lymphatic circulation. Lymphatic circulation for, in general, the nervous system and all three brains, head brain, gut brain, heart brain. Lymphatic circulation clearing out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And as we work with this, I'm actually sensing almost like a lopsided nature to the flow. And the lymphatic system is lopsided in general. Often something that people don't know is the right side of your lymphatic system only works for your head and neck and maybe into the clavicle region. That's about it though. Might actually include that right armpit. Sorry, I'm going to go down a little bit further. And then the left side of your lymphatic system controls everything else, the entire left side, and everything else below, basically about that armpit level on your entire right side. So your lymphatic system on the right side is actually doesn't have to do too much, but the left side does a lot more. So it's not equal, it's lopsided. And as we work with this, I can almost see this like tendency for the left side to be kind of like heavy and almost collapsing because of that weight that's in here. So as we work with this, we're going to link that lymphatic circulation through to the kidney meridian, as the kidney meridian works with the water element's role in either collapsing or being able to stand up to take that practical action in the face of fear. And as we work with this, we're actually going to clean out depression, but it's not just simple sadness. There's sadness and anger layered upon layered, and it looks pretty core. So this is not new. This is very old sadness and anger that's been through the family lines through about four generations now, all impacting again, the left side in particular, feeling a little bit like heavier. Or it might even feel like it's slouchy or is in some way different than the right side. And as we literally clean house here, we're also cleaning throughout the entire maternal lineage. This is a broad net that we're casting, so whatever parts of this that are ready to go, we're looking at those times in which your ancestors, your female ancestors on your mom's side in particular, got, I'm going to call it, frozen in time when they were little. So they had developmental disruptions. That might be a fancier way to say that in their early childhood, ages four and under. And those developmental disruptions, it's almost like each generation, it just got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger because people just let that error, in a way, multiply through generationally, where it became almost, well, not quite exponential, but it started to compound at a rate that was a little bit faster and harder to be with. So as we work with this, it's particularly in the vein, it looks like, in the theme of people pleasing and these ideas of how one should be in their world, in their family, in their culture, in their religion, in their friendships, in their pick a role, there's many that we all have. And as we address this pattern of people pleasing in this way, I actually see the governing vessel meridian come in as a resource, almost like a contrast of offering the more masculine perspective on how that can be addressed or looked at. And the question that I'm hearing the governing vessel meridian pose in a helpful way is, Is it worth it? Is it worth it? And although logically it might not seem worth it, there's still all that physiological reactions can't always be talked out of, so to speak. So as we work with that patterning again of fawning or people pleasing, it's refining just a little bit into the themes of submission or times in which you play small or you may hold yourself back or go power down. So you tend to go that smaller shrinking type of energy. And as we work with this, the governing vessel meridian is still there. I just hear it saying, is it worth it? And then I hear it now go into, there's actually another way. There's another way to do this and to be with that all. And as we link in the governing vessel meridian now to all of that patterning on the left-hand side, we're going to keep this running for the next 4 days as there's quite a bit here. And as it cleans house, so to speak, with showing the conception, pardon me, the maternal lineage, which is often stored in our conception vessel, meridian stone. But that's not the word that I meant to say. All of that stuff that's there and looking at, there gets to be another way now. And we're linking in all five senses to clearly become aware of this. Actually, we're going to link in that sixth sense of the insight and that intuition as well here. And as we offer this understanding of there's other ways, and it gets to land in our awareness in multiple facets through the sensuality lens, we're then linking it into your sexual energy to take action on, to make things happen. And for this, we're actually linking it to the part of the governing vessel meridian that hangs out in the low back and makes that Ming Men or that pilot light, governing vessel four, hangs out around lumbar two, lumbar three. And it brings in vitality if we're open to our environment to draw that in. And as we take that in, it also works with bladder 23 points to make that all happen. As we take that in, we're going to run hydration here for that governing vessel 4 point. So we can take it all in with joy and ease. And also, as hydration offers, the capacity to, in a way, become more fluid or to allow that flow to happen. And as we bring in hydration here, we're linking it into the sixth house, house of practical action, of discernment, of awareness. And then we're linking it all the way through to house 12, releasing, allowing, surrendering. What if this whole pattern of people pleasing got to be danced with in an easier way, a lighter way? And as we set the stage for this all, we're linking it into the limbic brain, specifically a part, excuse me, that's called the cingulate gyrus. And our cingulate gyrus, it's often referred to as the drama queen of our brain, likes to take things and make them even bigger to deal with. As it does so, it can blow things out of proportion a little bit. So here we're actually unhooking times in which that whole pattern was maybe blown out of proportion, or times in which blowing things out of proportion may have impacted that pattern to become even more alive around people pleasing. And with all of that, linking it into the prefrontal cortex, for wisdom, for clarity, for compassion, empathy, and connection to our higher self. No small amount of stuff here. At the same time as all of that, we're heading into the liver and the liver meridian, in particular where it runs around the genitals, and I see it wrapping around as well the base chakra. It's almost sort of twisted and adhesed. Okay. So as we unhook the adhesions of the liver meridian around the base chakra and the genitals alike, I hear the permission statements. that survival gets to involve pleasure. So often we look at survival through the lens of have to fight and flight, as is naturally our nervous system's way, or freeze and fawn, or people please, or disorientate. That we don't always think that, oh, what if just taking the action that I need to survive and to take care of myself could actually bring ease and pleasure? So as we work with this and as we untwist the adhesions around the base chakra, I see it in particular affecting sub-chakras 1 and 2, which work with, again, that base chakra stuff, that energy. Sub-chakra 1 works with base chakra energy around survival. Sub-chakra 2 works with our sexuality and making things happen. It also balances out our immune system quite heavily around the issues around acceptance and rejection. So think of this as also supporting that survival gets to bring pleasure that comes with acceptance, that brings in ease. And as that's unwinding through those sub-chakras, and sub-chakras might be a new concept if you're not a body talker. Most of us are here, but for those that aren't, the sub-chakras is how body talk divides chakras. They say chakras can be divided up into 7 sub-chakras, and those sub-chakras carry the properties of the major chakras. All right. So as we clean house here, we unwind those adhesions through this base chakra slash liver meridian. We also need to unwind some connective tissue around the sacrum. In particular, where it joins onto the lumbar spine, as well as below where it joins onto the tailbone or the coccyx. Okay, and it almost feels like the energy of being caught in a net or a trap, like it tries to move one way at the top and it can't because the bottom is restricting it. And then when the bottom tries to move, the top restricts it. So we actually need to get both moving at the same time. So almost like you could give the sacrum its own little mini body talk session, excuse me. I replaced a tub yesterday and it kicked up all the drywall dust again. So I have a mild drywall dust allergy that I'm still working out. As we work with the sacrum, all 17 reciprocals are what we're going to do here to work with realignment. And as we work with the sacrum, realigning it also works with realigning our foundations, gives a sense of stability, and it's also working with our relationship to how we receive support and how we offer support alike. Perhaps there's no difference. And as we work with these 17 reciprocals, in a way, we could simplify it, and you can imagine thinking of like the top left and the bottom right sacrum as being able to move as a unit, the bottom left and the top right also being able to move almost as like a like connective tissue line through the sacrum. And as we offer this realignment, this redefinition of how the sacrum has been holding itself, and give it possibilities, running the permissions here, it's safe to begin again. It's safe to begin again. And as the sacrum loosens up, shall we say, we're also going to balance two planetary energies. The sacrum and the tailbone often store clashes and relationships between the planets of Jupiter, all about expansion, and Saturn, which is all about, toe the line and restriction in a way, in a good way, to give focus, to get the job done. But you can see where these two planets might clash a lot. So as we balance out Saturn and Jupiter, it's bringing in the consciousness of work-life balance. Work-life balance. And as we do this, we're going to circulate endocannabinoids. So the endocannabinoids are natural to your system. You've got thousands of them. And the exogenous cannabinoids that you're familiar with might be CBD oil or THC, that sort of thing. And as we work with circulation of endocannabinoids, and naturally occurring endogenous is what that means, cannabinoids, we're circulating them through the sacrum and the coccyx, but in a way that brings the same lowering of inflammation, the same easeful healing to your particular nervous system and your immune system, and that endocannabinoids naturally do. But we're doing that very specifically for this balance of your foundation and its stability and how it receives supports. Also, that gets impacted by how you offer support. So as we work with this, finding that work-life balance in a way between doing what needs to be done to get the job done at hand, and then also having time to rest, to play, to recuperate, to rejuvenate. And as we work with all of those layers happening simultaneously at the very base of your spine, I see ever so slightly that lopsided lymphatic system begin to have an easier time holding its own weight and having its own fancy word, tensegrity. So every part of the lymph system, the lymph nodes, lymphatic vessels, is carrying their own fair share of the weight. And it's not as, even though it's anatomically lopsided, energetically it doesn't have to be so lopsided in nature. And as that happens, interestingly enough, for all of those earlier frozen in time energies that were stuck in the maternal lines around early childhood stuff, we're running a permissions that speaks to them, and we're offering this. That it's safe to grow up. It's safe to grow up. And with that, I see the entire left side actually hold literally its own weight up. And as we do that, working with its capacity to hold the body, the head up high with respect, with honor, with dignity, but also in a way that denotes maturity. That denotes adulthood. And all of those little beings that were frozen as in time as 2, 3, 4 year olds, 1 year olds, less than that. So we're integrating them by linking them into the heart as much as they are available to do so. And as we offer this connection to the heart, defined by its role in harmony. I see the governing vessel meridian almost smiling down in a way of like paternal pride, like fatherly pride. So what is it to be valued by the masculine? What is it to be acknowledged or validated by the masculine, by your own masculine? And that governing vessel meridian now, we're going to link to it. In particular, the portion that runs through the neck between governing vessel 14 and 16. And I hear almost like a tug-of-war battle between the phrases of it's not okay and it's okay. And the it's okay being more on the people-pleasing side of things, and the it's not okay being more on the boundary side of things. And that tug of war between the two seems to be playing out throughout the cervical spine. Excuse me one more time. And as it does so, it's intertwining with connective tissue adhesions throughout the different vertebrae, horizontally, vertically, diagonally. It's got some interesting twists and torques in there too. So I'm seeing multiple layers of that begin to unravel in ways that my words won't be able to paint a picture of justice, that's for sure. And as that connective tissue unwinds through that all, I see the body mind as deciphering what's right for it around that balance of it's okay, it's not okay, people-pleasing boundaries. And as it's sorting itself out to landing wherever it wishes to, and as it has this opportunity to reconsider where it wants to land, running a permissions. Honor yourself first. Sorry, it's safe to honor yourself first. There we go. It's safe to honor yourself first. And in the words of one of my many beloved teachers, Alison Armstrong, she might say something to the effect of honor yourself first, or else all else is lost, or all else is lost. That's how she says it. Honor yourself first, or all else is lost. And as we work with that, again, speaking to that, if I could sum it up in a phrase, the self-sacrificial nature that's involved in people-pleasing. That's in particularly intertwined into maternal or the feminine psychology. I see that as almost like an energetic line all on its own now. And it's simplified into just one strand, and it goes through the neck, through the scalene muscles. And it's in a little different, so there's a few different scalene muscles. And not everyone has an exact same scalene, but I'm seeing it through those scalene muscles that run on the neck. And as we work with these scalenes, connecting them into the throat chakra so they don't have to feel all alone. Connecting them into the paternal lines. And then from the paternal lines, I just hear, speak up. Speak up. And there's a few versions of that that are amended to have a couple extra words, like your survival is dependent upon speak up. I'm hearing like speak up or die, essentially. And then there's all this people-pleasing stuff again on the left side, also forming another unique sort of tug-of-war that's happening here. Okay, so to address the various tug-of-wars that are playing out in the neck, linking it up to the crown chakra for its role in transcendence and the heart chakra for its role in harmony at the same time. And as we offer the neck the support from below the heart chakra and above the crown chakra, allowing it to take in support from multiple angles. And I see almost like puppeteer strings that were quite tangled begin to just spontaneously unwind, unknot. And as they unwind and they unknot and they become straight and clear, they actually start to just naturally dissolve. And it's got that energy of like, I was all twisted up in knots about this. And then as it becomes clear, all those knots dissipate and disappear. And what's left is just clear communication now between the heart and the crown, all the way through those areas that were in a bit of a tug of war, and it's still sorting itself out through that neck. To support that all, we're also going to bring in a satellite, or you can think of it as another resource. And we're bringing in the planetary energy of Venus, which brings in harmony. And then we're doing an emotional release of overwhelm from the very center core of the neck, throat region. And as we do that, from the left, there's a floating bone that hangs out, roughly, we'll say, at the top-ish of the neck, but it's a little bit lower than that. And on the left side of this hyoid bone, this is the fancy name for that, releasing the need to protect yourself through silence. This is no small thing. We actually need to run a sea tree on it. And it's going to continue for the next 6 days. Sea tree standing for sea, circulation of all the healing resources, that blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and those endocannabinoids that lower inflammation and allow our body minds to heal well. Also working with the balance of yin and yang, feminine and masculine. And then running hydration here, absorption of water, joy, and releasing any impurities, along with old times in which you experienced shock or feeling blindsided. Then we're going to follow that up with D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, perhaps thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay, and as that runs for the next 6 days, also running diaphragm to intestines to support that processing. Diaphragm being our center of emotional processing, intestines to let go of all the stuff that you just don't need to hang on to anymore. And as we do this, for whatever reason, also at the very same time in parallel, we need to work with the SB joint or junction that hangs in the center of the skull and helps that most important joint in your skull to rock and move with your breath. And as we get it rocking and moving again, running lymphatic circulation, in particular for the part of the brain that hangs out above the sphenoid, which is, well, most of it, and that cortical brain in particular. And as we balance the cortical brain, it's also allowing for, again, any of those little bits, those 2, 3, 4 year olds that were frozen in time, to also continue to grow up. And as they do so, opening up the safety that it's safe to speak up, it's safe to express, it's safe to be heard now. And as they grow up, almost leaving behind that belief system that children, we're going to include women here too, that women and children should not be heard. Women and children should not be heard. And then we're going to circulate again those endocannabinoids specifically one more time throughout the entire neck, cervical spine region, including the food pipe, the air pipe, and everything else through here. The muscles, those scalenes are in here. Ah, beautiful. And as we work with this, sinking into all the bits that we've covered so far, into the bladder meridian, into its two major centers of the back of the skull and the back of the pelvis, occiput and sacrum. And here, working with the nervous system regulation capacity that that bladder meridian has, along with, there's something else here about that role that it plays around separating the pure from the impure. So I see this in a way as being able to retain the wisdom while the tug-of-war energy that was playing out of the neck, retaining the wisdom while letting the stuff that doesn't need to be hung on to anymore, the pain, the suffering, the emotional activation triggers, to release, to dissolve. And as we balance it through the system in these ways, realigning the hyoid bone and the particular relationship between it and the tailbone, the coccyx, which helps us to, in a way, steer our, much like a rudder in a boat does, steer us one way or the other way. Okay. And as we work with that all, we're going to very directly now go to the entire feminine lineage and separate out this consciousness that's been carried for generations upon generations, that women and children were to be treated equally, that women couldn't know their own minds, and all those sorts of belief systems that were held. And as we go back far enough in time, there's a reversal of that, where women were quite revered for their wisdom, for their power, for their capacity to bring life into this world. Yeah, so it ends when we get back to that part, to the healthy side of things. So anywhere between then and now, where that's been held on to in the family lineage, gets to very directly be teased apart, much in the same way that the bladder meridian teases apart the pure from the impure. And as it links into the bladder meridian, we're going to link the entire bladder meridian, which runs on either side of the spine, on either side of that governing vessel meridian, right into the governing vessel meridian. Okay, and that's all linking into bladder 1 point, which helps us to see that present moment with clarity. And linking that into governing vessel 4, being able to clearly see the energy that you're taking in from your environment as helpful, as supportive, as stabilizing, as regulating to your nervous system. What if we could train your eyes in a way to take in that information? And as we do so, releasing any sort of sticky filters that are taking in the opposite information. Yeah, and as we work with that, oh, I'm seeing almost like a character. I'm sure there is one. I'm not very up on like Marvel characters. I think there is one in maybe the Doctor Strange kind of series, that has like a built-in monocle and can only see out of one eye. I remember nothing about him, but for whatever reason, I'm seeing that kind of energy. I think he might have a bit of a mad scientist vibe, if memory serves. But I'm seeing this energy of just having like a very clear, open left eye, almost like a monocle that can stay focused on growth, on opportunity, on the capacity to continue again to not be seen as a little one, but as an adult. Here we go. To clearly see your own agency, your own self-agency. And as we restore that sense of self, this agency, linking it into eighth house energy, which works with that death rebirth cycle, along with regeneration. Also, the eighth house energy of seeing other people's money and being able to clearly see, take that in and be at ease with that. Whether that's personal, professional, across the board. And I just hear the words, I know my value. I know my value. And then we're linking the left eye to the base chakra on the right side. And then we're linking the right eye to the base chakra on the left side. And for the right eye, left side, I hear the permission statement of, I see my worth. I see my worth. And then we're linking both eyes up to the third eye. And as we work with the center of insight, of intuition, giving insight into your own worthiness, your own value. And the abundance that gets carried when we land in this spot. And as we do that all, for whatever reason, unwinding some adhesions through that left iliopsoas muscle that connects the low back to the hip. Beautiful. And we're tapping this all out here. Invitation to breathe. Breathing however the body mind feels called to. Okay. And now as that settles, just giving it another three or four breaths, letting that part integrate. Okay, loves. Then as we settle back in, running more lymphatic circulation, and this time it's for the fronts of the neck, including the part of the SCM muscle that runs between that bone just behind your ear, the mastoid process, all the way to the sternum. Okay. This muscle does a really good job at helping us to stay oriented. As we run lymphatic circulation through here, I actually see it as cleaning out guilt around words that were said or words that you wish you would have said. Yeah, and that's creating almost like a nervous system activation to the point where it's actually creating disorientation. Okay, and then closer to the midline, there's that inner critic that's like, I told you you should have said that. I told you you shouldn't have said that. I wish you would have said this instead. Now I've got the perfect thing to say. All that energy. And as we work with this inner critic, running a cellular repair on the midline. And as we work with this, cellular repair, restoring the midline back to its fullest capacity of health, which is, it's meant to work with trust. It's meant to work with trust. And as we run this cell repair, I just see that inner critic, it's still present. We're not necessarily getting rid of it, because it can be helpful to actually have that moment of, are you sure? Energy on occasion. But it's just repositioning, it's relocating. It doesn't need to hang out here so tightly. And it's ready to take on a more of like a new helpful role, to wait in the wings in a way. And when it's ready or when it's needed to be here, it can be at the ready to serve. And as it releases from the midline, all its sort of gripping attachment energy there, running the permissions of your voice is welcome here. Your voice is welcome here. And it's linking into the sexual chakra with the permissions. It's safe to take action now. That action might be verbal expression, non-verbal expression, but it's safe to take action in alignment with your sense of self, your agency. And then we're linking that all into house 12, releasing, surrendering, letting go, house of that liver, liver meridian. And I see this as detoxing a karmic pattern, again, held in that maternal lineage, around that lack of expression or having expression stifled because it was, well, necessary at the time. And then simultaneously, from your own governing vessel, Meridian, releasing this idea that women are so powerful that they must be controlled or micromanaged. No small thing. We're actually going to defrag that. And as that defrags through the governing vessel, Meridian, allowing the conception vessel that runs in that midline of the front body to open up to its fullest power of nourishments, its fullest power of all that it does for your yin nature. Imagine nourishing that which nourishes. It's like nourishment squared in a way. And as we open up this capacity for nourishment, I see it as flooding the head brain with possibilities of what can happen and how it gets to happen without having to hustle or force or govern or overextend. And as it works its way through the head brain, I just keep hearing over and over the words, this gets to happen with ease now. This gets to happen with ease now. And then the masculine gets to not just benefit from that nourishment, but also from the releasing of that, we call it patriarchal thinking, if you're willing to take that liberty with me, around women needing to be controlled or managed. And as it does so, releasing fear, guilt, shame, layer after layer through the entire governing vessel meridian, and unhooking that through your dad's side, your lineage on that side of the family lines, but also through the back of the shoulders, neck, skull region in particular. And as we end this war, this tug of war between the masculine and the feminine, I see it as releasing a series of old experiences through those family lines of one side, feminine or masculine, attempting to control the other through means of physical abuse, through means of physical violence, as much as mental abuse and mental violence. And as that releases, clearing out trauma from the lining, the meningeal linings of the head brain, the dura mater, the arachnoid mater, the pia mater. And as those get to be attended to, they also release any layers of connective tissue adhesions. I'm going to run hydration through these meningeal layers, through that arachnoid mater, the dura mater, the pia mater alike. And as we work with this, giving everyone permission to reevaluate and to change their minds, feminine and masculine alike, all the way through the generations. And we're linking it all into governing vessel 20 that governs our habit patterns, our ways that we're familiar with staying safe and protected, to reevaluate that as well in as it relates to this dynamic between masculine and feminine. Hey, beautiful. As we do all of that, running the permissions, it is safe to surrender. It is safe to surrender. Tapping that in here, invitation to breathe that in here. And again, we're going to give that three or four breaths just to integrate. So invitation to stay with that breath. As we settle in for this next part, it's going into the AC joint, the acromioclavicular joint, or that bony tip of your shoulder at the very outside edge of it. If you were to follow your collarbones all the way out, you'd find that. And as we work with this AC joint, we're working with a pattern of a tendency to feel overly responsible for everything else around you. And I just keep hearing the words, it's not my job, that's not my job, this isn't my job, it's not my job. And I see you just continuing to literally like put layers of that down. And if your arms even feel called to make any emotions to put things down, I invite you to do so. And as we do that, running circulation of all those same basic healing resources, this time through to the front of the shoulder joint there, that AC joint. And as the AC joint begins to unwind a little bit, it actually takes some pressure off of where the sternum joins the clavicle, that SC joint. And I see it begin to expand and be able to rock and move with the breath with greater ease. And as it does so, releasing a few different layers of control of the voice, of the body, of the mind alike. And as it releases that control, the underlying heart energy begins to have more space to shine, to extend to open to you. I just hear the words, I am free, I am free. And I see that freedom extending all the way to fancy names, serratus anterior muscle. If you were to like reach beside you and grab a pole or like try to pull yourself up, you'd activate that serratus anterior muscle. We're just unwinding the need to cling, the need to be in tension, in essence, from the serratus anterior muscle. And the underlying roots of fear, specifically in the form of the word is insecurity and jealousy. And as it unwinds through the serratus anterior muscle, I see a massive bit of self-doubt come off of the back of the neck and shoulders, going through that upper back and even into the upper skull some. And as that self-doubt comes off, allowing the heart and the throat, the voice, to open up even more. What if that self-doubt isn't yours to carry either? And as that gets set down, I see even more mobility happening through that lower part of the spine, sacrum, coccyx, tailbone area, breath by breath. And I see that sacrum becoming a dynamic center, a dynamic foundation, a dynamic call for stability and support. So it's not fixated in one spot anymore. It gets to have multiple positions and multiple spots that it can move into, multiple postures that it can move into to find that stability, that support, that foundation. And that's linking into where the sacrum joins in through that lower back joint here where the sciatic nerve runs through. Okay, and as we work with where essentially the sacrum joins the ilium, I see the joint as releasing not one specific emotion, but all the emotions around feeling like hurt and feeling tender and feeling like you've been burned. So why bother risking things again? Why bother putting yourself out there again? And all of that pain and all the various emotions that are twisted up around that, hanging out in particular on the left side of that sacrum, right around where that sciatic nerve runs, through that SI joint, that sacroiliac joint. Okay, and as that unwinds to that left side, I see it as releasing a series of tensions around the left side of the heart, right where the two chambers meet in the center, so where the atria meets the ventricle. And the atria meets the ventricle, and in that center sort of meeting point, and again on that left side, we have the mitral valve. And as that SI joint gets a little bit more fluid, so too does the mitral valve. And I just hear the words for that SI joint saying, "I can walk away, I can walk away." And then from the left side of the heart, so that mitral valve, "I don't have to stay here if I don't want to." And as we offer the body choice in this way, it can dynamically move and groove through its tissues. Okay, beautiful. And then we're going to tap here, invitation to breathe. However the body mind feels called to you. And as I'm tapping this out for the entire upper back, I just hear the words like, "Ah, I don't have to hold myself back anymore." I just see greater movements, fluidity, flexibility happening between the sacrum and the upper back in general. And then to integrate this all, we're running one more permission statement. I'm not stuck here anymore. I'm not stuck here anymore. And we're linking that to the breath cycle and then to the entire spine through skull all the way down to tailbone. Invitation to breathe. I'm not stuck here anymore. Now, as we bring this in for a nice soft landing, staying right where you are, or if it feels right, you can draw in on that resource. And I have a song for you. I have two, but I'm drawn to play this one. And I honestly can't remember if I played it before. I don't think I have. It's called "Moments We Live For." And it's by In Paradise from the album Feels Like Home. And if I have played it before, then feel free to enjoy it again. It's one of my favorites. I hope it is for you as well. Thank you for being here. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Blessings on the rest of your day. This is not the song I meant to play, but I'm going to let this one play anyways. This one's actually a different song. It's called Rarify. It's by East Forest. And it's a little bit longer. It's a little bit longer. Invitation to breathe and be with this energy. Always gotta love it when those little tech missteps happen, and we end up with a different song playing. That worked out well, though. I thoroughly enjoy that one too. So, I mean, assume that that was just quite divinely guided. Thank you all for being here, and thank you so much for your presence, your showing up, and your calling in this work. Mwah. Bye for now, everybody.